And now, back to Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. We're in the second half of our program today where we are talking about looking past the devil's lies. Our number again is 855-454-5905. We like always around this time to spend some time on our second favorite book, which is Facebook. So make sure you look for us on Facebook and hit the like button. Just go to facebook.com and then look for Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Absolutely. And I think we'll come right back to Facebook. So if you haven't done so already, like Tiffany said, go ahead and go visit Facebook.com, search for Marriage Beyond the Vows, and press that like button, become our fan, get in on the conversation. And we're going to go right back to that. But we have some callers who've been patiently waiting. Let's go to Margie first. I think she's on line four. And she basically said that the enemy came and deceived her, and she attempted suicide, I believe. So Margie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for calling in. This is Marriage Beyond the Vows. And what happened? I mean, tell us a little bit about the story, because we're talking about how Satan does deceive us. And I think that sounds like he had your number at that moment.
Yes. At an early age, I was molested and in my family. I was abused. Mm. And then as I got married, I went through other things, abuse, neglect. And even to the point where low self-esteem, my father died, and dealt with that as well last year. And that took a toll on me, because never heard him tell me he loved me. He always pushed me back, and I never could understand what was all going on, because I had a cycle of things going on. And I had felt like I had moved past this, had released it, even if he didn't care or he didn't love me, I still loved him, and I released that. Even to the point where in the church, I gave it all to the Lord, and I felt, you know, convinced I was there.
Okay.
the day of my father's year that he had died.
The anniversary of his death?
Yes. I was in the house, and all of a sudden, that things start playing back in my mind, that you're not really loved. Nobody don't really care about you.
Wow.
You ain't nobody. Then they brought it back. That's why they done what they did with you. You deserve being raped. You deserve this.
Wow.
And it went on to the point where, hey, you don't have nobody to care about you. Even your children, they isolate themselves from it. Nobody don't want to be around you. Why are you here? Why don't you just go ahead and do what's right? Just go ahead and take it. It just ended all. You don't have to worry about the bills. You don't have to worry about the husband. You don't have to worry about nothing. He ain't doing right. He wants to stay out in the street. You by yourself all the time. So why don't you just go ahead and do what you was right? And he made it feel like it was so right. And the fact of the matter that I knew Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I walked from the bedroom back to the living room, where the knives and everything was all in it. And it was just like, get it. I shot out the front door, and I began crying.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up the phone, and I called my spiritual mother, and she began praying with me. And she said, those spirits are real. They are real. Yeah. Because it was on me so bad that pushed me to do that.
Wow.
Because it was telling me that, and I know what the Word of God says, and I know, you know, and what I'm saying is that it was so real. He made it sound so real and so convincing, because he brought back the hurt and the pain that I went through, the neglect that you know, and wanting to be loved and feeling like an outsider and feeling like nobody cares. He brought all of them emotions and feelings back. And it came like a whammy, like overwhelmed me.
Sure. And Margie, I just want to, Margie, I was at the
point where I couldn't even pray for myself.
And you know that happens. And Margie, I just want to interject for a quick moment, because I'm sure I know you are not alone, and you haven't been alone. And so anyone else listening right now, if you're feeling that way where no one cares, remember, it might be true, right? No one might care, but God cares.
Mm-hmm.
And that means a lot if God cares. And I want to just give out this number really quickly. It's the National Suicide Prevention number, and it's just an 800 number. It's 800-273-8255. And, you know, reach out for help. I mean, there are so many other solutions. I tell people all the time, if you feel like no one cares about you, that doesn't mean you can't care about other people. There's something the Bible teaches, more blessed to give than to receive. So at that lowest moment, you might be able to relate to someone and say, you know what, maybe I can help someone not to feel what I'm feeling right now. And so again, 800-273-8255 is the National Suicide Prevention number. Okay, Margie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, now I just want to say thank you for sharing that with us. And obviously you've endure that. You learn to listen to the difference between God's voice and the devil's voice. Who was lying to you? And you knew it, but he was speaking so loudly that it sounded like it was hard. And what you did, you said you left the room, you left the house?
Yes, I got out of the house. It's just like the knives in the kitchen, it felt like it was drawing me, of course. And I was looking, I had knives and stuff all around and stuff. I had to get completely out of the house. At the atmosphere, whenever I was talking to my spiritual mother, she said, that's what you need to do. You don't give the enemy knows. He knows your weakness. He knows where you're at.
So
that's where he tried to hit you. And it hit me so hard that it felt like my heart was just pounding so fast. And I was like, oh, Lord. And I didn't know what to do. And I was like, God, why is this happening to me? And I'm like, I'm a person, I'm a giver, and I felt used. I give. You never get in return. Everybody, you give. And you're like, you think, Lord, when is it my turn? Then I got to go through this, and I'm giving, and I'm doing, and the husband is strung out on drugs, and he don't want to do right, and I'm trying to live right, and everything beating me up.
Okay, Margie, I want to say thank you so much. I know you have a lot to share. We feel really inspired, though, that you decided to listen to the voice of God, because if you didn't, we would probably not be hearing your voice right now. So, Margie, thank you so much. Thank you, and God bless. Amen.
All right, take care.
I think we have a little bit more time. To go. Let's go to Deborah.
All right. So Deborah is on line two. Deborah, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
How
good morning,
are you,
Deborah? Thank you so much for holding. I know we had you on hold right before the break, and I think you told our producer that you are separated right now. So you are married, but you're separated.
Yeah, I'm separated. I got married in 2010, and that's not a long time ago.
No.
And I think we lived together maybe 6 months.
Oh, wow.
Whole marriage so far. And we're separated now almost a year again. We tried again, and then I moved out in April of this year.
So why the separation? I mean, I'm sure there are a ton of things, but if you can, in one or two words, say, okay, this is why we got separated.
Well, the first time it was because of infidelity. And I know that the Bible gives me a way out, and I didn't take it.
Okay.
So when I didn't take it and I agreed to move back with them, then I'm like, I feel like I'm obligated to still be in the relationship because I didn't divorce when I,
Okay.
When that happened. So before we didn't even speak. I didn't give him my number or nothing, but now we're talking again. He don't know where I live, which is crazy, but
yeah.
I don't know where to go from here because I don't know what to do. I'm confused.
Okay, well, I think, first of all, Deborah, thank you for calling us, and I think that what you're going through is very common. First of all, I just want to say that you're right. You had grounds for divorce. He was unfaithful. You took him back. And so he is your husband. However, you could always decide, and I don't recommend this often, but in some cases it's important, is separation, like what you've done. And it sounds like you're talking, you're trying to work it out. You just want to make sure. The first scripture that always comes to mind, if you listen to the show consistently, I share it often, is Acts 26:20. Which simply says that you must prove your repentance by your deeds. And I'm paraphrasing, but that's what it says, that we got to prove our repentance by our deeds. And I think sometimes people skip that step and they just listen to the words, even though someone is not trustworthy anymore. You can't listen to their words. You got to listen to their life. And so first thing you got to do is just take it really slow. The first time when you kind of reconciled, did you get any outside help? Did you get counseling? Did someone sit with the both of you and help you to reconcile? Or did you just take them back?
I just took them back.
Okay. Are you willing to go through that now and say, you know what, instead of trusting ourselves, let's make sure there's someone or some people that we can trust that will give us their advice and hopefully, you know, point out the different things that have come up and help you to deal with those things before you just take them back again so that you can break this vicious cycle of, okay, you're together, then you're not together, then you're together, you're not together. You know, are you willing to get that help?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, great. I do want to offer an opportunity to connect with you, if you don't mind, Deborah, and I want to give you a number you can call me at. And that number, if you can write this down, is 717-862-8697.
Wait,
717. No, it's okay. 717-862.
Okay.
Vows, V-O-W-S, which is 8697.
So 717-862-8697.
You got it. And Deborah, I'd love to talk to you some more about this and how we can get you and your husband some help to reconcile.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Right, same thank
here.
You.
All right, thanks so much for the call.
All right.
God bless.
We don't want you to touch that dial. We are continuing our conversation about looking past Satan's lies. Get on the phone and talk to us. 855-454-5905. Stay with us. We will continue with more Marriage Beyond the Vows after this.
To Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're Praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back to the final segment of today's edition of today's program. And again, we invite you to give us a call while we still have time to address your comment and your issue. And the number is 855-454-5905. We have a special guest on our line. We are going to get to our special callers as well, but our special guest on the line is Brad. We want to welcome you into the program. Brad, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Can you speak up just a little bit?
Sure. Is
there
this
you
better?
Are. I think so. That sounds good. Well, Brad, thank you so much for calling in. For everyone listening, Brad's a good friend of mine. He's a single brother, I think you're not 30 yet, right? You're like 29 years old.
Yep. Just,
and so I think, you know, we get a lot of women that call, but I think sometimes it's good to hear from brothers and brothers who have a godly foundation and mm-hmm. who have a strong relationship with God. But, you know, even if we could be strong, there are moments of weakness, right?
Yeah.
So we're talking about how Satan lies to us and the different traps he tries to get us. We started with our theme scripture from Genesis chapter 3 about Adam and Eve and how they were deceived. And so if we're not careful, we will be deceived as well. Very recently in some of our last callers, we were talking about how the heart is deceitful from Jeremiah 17. And so, Brad, I wanted you to share a little bit about your story. And you've allowed me to help you a ton, I believe, in your life. You've shared a lot about that. But I think if you can just share with everyone how we kind of started our relationship as an older brother who mentors you, and really where you were in your own relationship, because I know you were dating someone at the time.
Yeah. I mean, I had been dating this girl, and we've probably been together about a year and a half at that point. And I mean, honestly, I was really thinking about marrying this girl. I mean, I can honestly say I loved her, and you know, I think we had met probably a few months prior to, like, I think I'd been dating her probably around a year when I met you, or maybe a little less than that. Anyway, I just remember, you know, you kind of being involved, and, you know, some things kind of came out in our relationship that just weren't good. You know, things that I allowed and, you know, trying to be a man of God and really, you know, be, you know, the spiritual leader. You know, I just really wasn't stepping up to the plate to really be that leader. And I remember you, it was funny, I remember you didn't tell me what to do. but you kind of posed some questions to me that I don't know if I'd really thought about. I mean, I think what you asked me was just like, man, are you sure? Like, are you sure, you know, that this is right? You know, and I think you cautioned me about what the choices that I was making, what they meant long term.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what really stuck with me, is just that, I mean, I think sometimes we feel like, and I felt this way, it's like, you know, once you get into a relationship a certain amount of time, you almost feel like you can't get out. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you just kind of feel tied to that person, and mm-hmm. you're like, well, you're not married, you know, like, and if this isn't good, you need to decide if it's not good, because this will dictate, you know, how your marriage goes. This will dictate how your faith goes, even. And I think I really kind of got to a point where I was like, wow, like I'd never thought in that way before. And so honestly, like, I got to the point where it wasn't about, like, you know, pleasing you or wanting to be right before you. I really got to a point where I was like, you know what, this has to be an issue of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I really need to make sure that if this is from God, it's from God. And, you know, and I talked about, you know, taking a break, and, you know, we would separate for a little while, and we wouldn't really kind of date, but then, you know, after a little while, we'd come back together. But I just realized that wasn't a faithful decision. And I really got to the point where I was like, man, if I really believe this is from God, then I'm going to break up with her. I'm going to cut things off completely. And then if God really wants to bring it back, he will. But if not, well, amen. Like, it's God's will. And so, I mean, I think I was just grateful to have kind of that truth in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I needed to hear, is I needed to hear those hard questions of, hey, you know what? You need to think about whether or not you should really be together. You know, not about trying to get these issues right, but really, is she really the right one? And that was really hard, to be honest. It's probably one of the hardest things that...
Well, I totally appreciate you, man. I think you've definitely one of my best friends. I've seen you grow. I'm training you in the ministry. I mean, all these great things. Many people don't know this, right? But as I'm a lead pastor now in the church in Delaware, mm-hmm. and you're coming with me, right? And
yep.
And we're going to build something great together in the first state. So that's going to be fun. I think I posted mm-hmm. on Facebook for all those. If you want to come check out my first sermon, I'll be preaching this upcoming Sunday in Delaware at 10 a.m. Okay. And there's more information. You could just follow us on Facebook. But Brad, you know, I think that one of the things I respect the most from you is I didn't want to assume you and I didn't have that friendship back then. And yeah. I wasn't influencing your life. And so I wasn't going to tell you what to do. And I'm not that way anyway. Right. I'm not going to tell
right.
someone what
yeah,
to
no.
do. But I said, here are your options. This is the direction you're going in. This relationship doesn't seem to really have God's blessing on it. She's a great girl. I know she's a Christian. She loves God. So mm-hmm. so do you. But you guys just weren't helping each other. You weren't good for each other. And
yeah.
so I said, listen, this is what I see, what I think. This is what the Bible says, too, about your relationship. And you took that. I mean, I've known many people who wouldn't take that. They would not listen to the advice, but you did. And I think you've been able to see a lot of blessings from it. And I think your ex-girlfriend as well. I think she,
yeah.
you know, she's doing well. She's doing better. And sometimes mm-hmm. that's what happens, Brad. I don't think that is that someone's necessarily bad. They just might not be good for you.
Right.
Because we have strengths and weaknesses. And one of my prayers with my wife was, I want someone that is going to compliment me, that it's going to make me better. And that's what my wife has done. I mean, my wife is very warm and hospitable. I wasn't, you know, so, but then at the, you know, on the flip side of it, I have strengths that she doesn't. And so we really work well together. And I think that that's part of being in a relationship. The Bible says two are better than one. Well, it's not always true. If two are not better than one, then you know it's really not from God, right? And so
yeah.
two are better than one in a godly way when God blesses it. But if it's not, you know, you really got to ask yourself and make those tough decisions. So, Brad, thank you so much for calling and sharing
yeah.
that. I appreciate your faith, my brother. I'm looking forward to what God does in the future. You're still a young man, and I believe that God has a great young woman for you. And I know you're seeking, so maybe on Facebook some single women can type in stuff.
Watch out.
There you go. All right, Brad, we'll talk later, and thank you so much for calling in.
You got it, man. Great.
All right.
Everyone else, we want to give you the number again so you could call in. We still have a few minutes left on our program today.
Absolutely. We want to hear from you at 855-454-5905. Let's go back to our callers. We have Jessica calling in on line 5. Jessica, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, Jessica. So you were telling our producer that you... Are women praying for a man, or you just want to make a comment about women praying for a man?
I just want to make a comment based on what you said this morning about a woman praying for a man and not being desperate.
Yes.
I want to emphasize on that because I remember we had a total woman conference in my church one time.
Okay.
And the woman went on to say that if you're praying for a man, you should be specific. If you want a new car, you don't say, God, I just want a car. You say, what year, what make, what style you want it to be. So in the same way, we should apply that when we're praying for a man. You should say, God, I want a God-fearing man, someone that loves you, and all those things, include the important things to you, you should include them in that prayer. Because if you say, I just want a man, devil is very corny. He will give you just a man.
Well, let me ask you this, Jessica. So do you pray, like, specifically, like, I want him to be 6'2"? I wanted him to have light eyes.
All those things are vanity. Like somebody, you could always have liked somebody that's 6 tall, and you meet someone that's short. For me, that's probably what happened. Like, I just pray that God give me someone that will compliment me, that's God-fearing, that loves you, and will love me and respect me. And I met somebody like that. Now, mind you, I've never dated anybody that was that short. But he was, like, perfect. I mean, and we got married, and we've been married for the past 3 months, and we're happy.
And so, he looks up to you, right?
Oh,
literally.
Funny.
I'm sorry.
Too funny.
I'm sorry. I'm saying he looks up to you.
So, I mean,
I'm not that tall myself, so don't worry.
It might take a while to get used to. I mean, it might not be something that you've ever tried before, but if inside that person is the thing that's going to make you happy because that's what God has chosen for you, then it's better for you to follow what God has chosen for you than to follow the physical features. If he has money, if he's tall, if he's everything, and he's not the person for you, what good is that to you?
And I think that's what Satan lies to us. It's like, wait a minute. We could always look, the grass looks greener on the other side, right? We hear that all the time. And we could look at other people and say, well, they look happy. They didn't necessarily do it the right way. Maybe this would work. You know, something that I forgot to mention, more and more, I mean, I believe statistically it's now – 1 out of 2 relationships are getting hooked up online.
Mm-hmm.
It might even be more than that, I believe. But the scary thing about meeting someone online, and I'm not opposed to it. I mean, if you find the right person, however you find them, great. But sometimes, you know, people tend to embellish who they are online. You know, they're not always truthful. So you can never substitute connecting on the phone or on the internet the way you can when you meet them face to face and when you have other people in their lives. So I think, Jessica, what you said is really good. You got to pray specific, but you also got to give it time. And it sounds like you opened your heart to this man who might not have been everything you wanted in terms of the physical, but he was everything you wanted and needed and more. And it sounds like you're very happy with the man that God has blessed you with.
Some time, because I had to pray about it, and I kept getting confused. I was like, are you sure this is what you want? And then I started praying about it, and eventually I got a book that was just, it was written by my pastor. It was called Chemical Trees in Marriage. And I read it, and it just went on to state all the things that you should look for in somebody that you're calling your life partner.
Okay.
And it's not about just physical stuff. It was a lot of stuff that was backed by Bible passages. I read it. I prayed over it. And the more I read and the more I prayed about it, the better I felt, the more confirmation I got from it. So, and we worked on everything together. We talked together. We prayed together. We did everything together. And in the long run, it ended up working out. Yeah. And I will be the first person to say that I wouldn't even have thought that that's the person that I'm married. But it was the person that was best for me.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much, Jessica. And I think that once you have that open heart, you know, you pray about something and you also got to be ready for the answer, right? And the answer might not look like what you expect, but it is the best from God. And you sound very happy with your husband. And I want to say congratulations. All right, great. Well, Jessica, thank you so much and you be blessed.
All right, take care. All right, let's go to, I think we're going to line 1 and speak with Cynthia. Cynthia is having some communication problems with her husband. So let's hear a little bit more about that. Cynthia, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Okay. Hi. Cynthia, again, sometimes from time to time we have a hard time hearing our callers. And for you, you sound a little low. If you could speak up just a bit, please.
Good morning.
That's better. That's better. All right. So you're having a communication problem with your husband. We're sorry to hear that. What's the problem?
I think it's one of the reasons is it's a cultural barrier. He's from the Caribbean, and we being American, and communicating with him sometimes it causes a conflict where everything to him is negative, and it's not everything I say to him seems to come off negative to him. And it frustrates me, and I'm at wit's end right now. So he just shuts down rather than try to communicate with me. And one of the problems is when it comes to talking to each other, he does not talk. He complains, and I'm trying to convey that to him. It's a difference between trying to talk something out versus complaining about everything. And I'm trying to get him to see that.
Okay, so I'm hearing a few things here, Cynthia. I hear, number one, the communication issue is because it's a culture issue. He's from the Caribbean, you're American, and he doesn't really talk things out, he just complains. So,
yeah.
And that's hard, because then how can you kind of meet him where he's at? Does he have, and you guys obviously live here, does he have other men who are helping him in his life, or do you guys even have other couples that help you with communicating?
Yes, we do, but it's not a consistent thing. And on top of that, I'm in a ministry, and I'm starting a marriage ministry, so I'm feeling it even more.
Okay, because what I want to recommend, especially with that, is find some other couples that can connect. You know, my wife is from the Caribbean. My wife is Dominican, and I'm American. I was born here, raised here. And I've noticed that there were things that were different. Like we would say certain things, and we didn't mean the same thing by them. And that was really interesting, because she came to this country really young. She was like 8 years old. But at the same time, even that, there was a cultural difference. And so sometimes it might not be that he's complaining. It might be that that's how he communicates, and it sounds like complaining, and he might not even realize it. And so until someone says, listen, you know, here, when you say this, this comes across like a complaint. If you said it this way, it doesn't. And so I want to, Cynthia, offer you the same thing that I've offered many of our callers. I would love to talk to you some more about this, hopefully even connect with you and your husband. If you can reach out to me, that would be great. I want to give you a website where you can send me a message, and I could also give you a number if you'd rather do that.
Well, I have contacted you. I am the person that contacted you from Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware, about starting a marriage ministry.
Oh, okay. I remember that.
Fine with me, and I understand you're coming to Delaware. I plan on seeing you tomorrow.
Okay, great. Well, great. Well, I will be there tomorrow, and I would love for us to talk some more. So, Cynthia, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to it.
Okay, thank you. God bless you.
All right, you too. All right,
take care. Let's go to line four and speak with Mika. Mika has some good comments here. Mika, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
All right, thank you for joining us. What's your comment?
I just got out of a one-year relationship. And I'm just a little heartbroken because I was deceiving a person, was talking marriage, but I knew I shouldn't have given myself to them. So I'm just trying to find a way to love myself again and to reconnect with God.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so right now, so you said you were together for a year?
Mm-hmm.
And would you mind just sharing a little bit, like, was it together in a relationship? Was it a marriage or just a dating relationship?
No, just dating.
Okay, and then that you got to see that wasn't God's will. It wasn't a great relationship for you. So at this point, Mika, you decided to move on. Now, how are you? You had told our producer that you felt that the person deceived you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then now you're trying to find your way back to God. How did that affect you spiritually, being in that relationship?
And they weren't a bad person, you know. And just I don't know. I just feel like I just need to find my way back and just really hurt. They really, you know, saying they thought that we would be married, talking children and all that kind of stuff. And then, boom, they just like they didn't, you know, be together anymore. So.
Okay. So what have you done since? It's been how long now?
A week.
Oh, okay. So it just happened. I was going to ask you because, you know, normally, wow. Mika, if you don't mind me asking a few personal questions. First of all, how old are you?
30.
Okay, you're 30. Okay, that's still a pretty young age. I think it's not the end of the world that you didn't get married. You know, sometimes the older you get, it's harder because you start feeling like, am I ever going to find the right person? But at 30, you're still fairly young. And so it's only been a week. What I tell people a lot of times is don't throw away everything because of a bad experience or a bad relationship. Now, the reason I ask you how long is sometimes people don't even go back to dating because they have such a bad relationship. They're so guarded. Be careful that you don't close your heart so much so that when someone else comes your way, you're not open to that. But a week is still fairly, fairly new. It takes a while. I heard, I don't know how much this is true. Sometimes you hear things, right? And it just, for some reason, it resonates with you. But they're saying that in order to get, like, really over someone, it takes at least half the time that you had with them. Now, that's tough, right? If you've been with someone 10, 20 years, it's like half the time. Are you kidding me? And again, I don't know how true that is. It's just something I heard. But I know one thing I do know for sure is that it does take time to heal. It takes time. But the beauty of it is God heals us. And he gives us opportunities. And earlier, Tiffany was talking about how sometimes you're at that low point and you praying or you're, you take whatever or whoever. And mm-hmm. then you end up looking. It's like, why am I with this person? Mm-hmm. And then you move on. But then you feel like I've wasted some time. So what I want to encourage you, Mika, at this point is enjoy your youth. Have a great time. I don't know if you are involved with any single events, single Christian events. You know, sometimes we advertise some of them. On the air where it's like single and saved stuff that we do. But I want to encourage you to really kind of bounce back from it, open your heart, be guarded, but don't be so guarded that you don't let anyone in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if there's anything we could ever do, please contact us. I mean, we would love to connect, help you, give you some direction. Look, get a lot of advice. Next time a man comes your way, say, look, what do you guys think? You know, people that love you mm-hmm. and care about you, get their input. And listen to it.
Mm-hmm. That's the big part.
Listening to it, right? That's the big one. All right, Mika, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Take care. Let's go to line two and speak with Zena. Zena, you're live on the air.
Hi. I have been in a relationship for now 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, actually, I had detached myself from this person because I was 18 when I met him, and he was 52. Well, he's 52 now.
Okay, he's 52, and how old are you?
I'm 27 now.
Wow, that's a big gap.
And around my 25th birthday, I just realized that I wasn't in love with this person. And like, I was just, you know, young. I was 18, so that was lust. And I thought I was grown. And now I'm trying to, you know, move past it. But this, I can't move past this person because I have nobody else to turn to.
Okay. Well, a few things there, Zena, I want to say. First of all, you're right. 18 was young, but you were still old enough to make that decision as an adult. And you made an adult decision, and you decided to marry this adult man.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're trying to say, well, you were so young, you didn't know.
No, I didn't. We're not married.
You're not married. Okay.
No.
I thought you said you got married. Okay,
no,
so you've just
married.
Been together. So why don't you leave?
Because last time I did that last summer, and when I did it, I got put out. That's how his family I got put out of the room that the shelter had put in, got for me. They put me, they was calling the shelter. So I got put out, and for once again, I was about 3 months, I was walking the street.
So you got put out of a shelter?
The motel. This motel got me, the shelter got me a room because I had children.
Okay.
got me a room for about 3 months to keep me on my feet. And I was doing good. I went and got my GED. I got enrolled in college and all of this. And then just to have it all ripped away.
But my question is, why was it ripped away? What happened?
His family went back and was saying that I was selling my body, and it wasn't true. And the shelter, they called a shelter and started complaining with the shelter, and then the shelter called a motel and just told them by the end of the week I had to be out.
So they did that based on what someone said that wasn't true? I mean, why would they say that in the first place? What was their reason for saying this?
I don't know. They just don't. It's not a favorite of me. So.
But you had nothing to do with them, right? You're staying at the shelter without.
Because I had left, and when I had left, it caused a whole uproar. Okay.
So you went back with this
so
man.
I went back in the house, and I was sleeping. I sleep on the chair. I still sleep on the chair now. And it's like, because I got saved in 2010, and when I did that, I was like, I don't want this. I got baptized October 13th, and I just didn't want it. And I was like, I don't got nothing else to do. I don't know what to do. And I called my daddy, and I called my mama, and I called all of them, asking if I stayed with them. And it was like, beforehand, it was like, well, if you need us, we got you. Yeah. So when it actually happened, I had nobody.
Okay. I'm gonna share it with you something. And I mean, our hearts go out to you, Zena. I just think there's something that's missing from this, and I don't know what that is. But I want to share with you this passage because I think it would help you out a ton. And, you know, of course, if there's anything we can do, we want to help you and guide you. We're not really set up to, you know, we're not a shelter. We can definitely refer you to another option. But at the same time, you're at your age, 27, right? I believe God has the answers that we might not even have. And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it says, "No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it." It's not possible, Zena, to be in a situation where your only option is sin. That's not how God works. There's always a way out. Now, it might not have been that shelter, but I cannot believe that your only option to make it was to go back into the sinful relationship. That's just not how God works. And so perhaps there was another option that you didn't want to take or you weren't open to seeing. I don't know, but it is, again, impossible from the word of God that your only option is the sinful option. So I do want to encourage you to, Zena, to really pray and ask God to make it clear what are those choices. Now, again, if there's anything we can do, you can reach out to us. Do you have internet access?
Yes.
Okay. If you can just send us a personal message, I would love to give you some direction and some more, probably a little bit more that I can do right now in the air. And so please, I'll give you our website is, you can go to praisephilly.com or praisecharlotte.com. Look for me, Marcos Mercado. Send me a message. Or if you prefer, just go to my personal website, callmarcos.com. It's www.callmarcos.com. Just send me a direct message. Leave your information, and we can get somebody to connect with you and help you. But you got to be able to listen to the direction that you get, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Zena, we thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, thank you. Take care. Okay, this is Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. We are winding things up, but we still have a few more moments for you to call. So here's the number, 855-454-5905. Let's go to Sherelle. Is it Cheryl or Sherelle? Sherelle. Let's go to Sherelle on line one. Hi, Sherelle. You're live on the air.
Hi.
So you were telling our producer that the devil was telling you some lies. I mean, that is our topic of today, right? Is how the devil lies to us and how he tries to trap us. What happened, Sherelle?
And
I'm sorry. One moment before you say anything.
Sherelle.
Could you please make sure your radio is completely turned off? We're getting some feedback.
We're getting that bounce back.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. All right, go start over.
All right. My husband and I, we got married in 2009. And a little while after our marriage, we were together since 2007, but we got married in 2009. And a little bit after our marriage, I guess I would say that the devil was telling me things that weren't true. You know, like I was feeling like I wasn't good enough for him. And, you know, like he didn't love me. So I strayed in our marriage. And we separated. And we've been separated for about 2 years. We're recently trying to reconcile, and there's just a lot of issues now. There's a lot of trust issues on my end and his end. He recently was in a relationship with someone else, and before this, and it bothers me a lot. You know, like I feel like I can't trust him. You know, like when he's doing things, and then he tells me he's not, and he tells me I'm nagging him. So I pray about it a lot. I've recently given my life to the Lord, and you know, I you know, have faith in God that he's been telling me. You know, I've prayed about it, and I just have to wait now. And I feel like we've given ourselves a chance to reconcile, but I feel like he's not given 100%. I feel like I give 100%, but he doesn't. And I just don't really know what to do.
Okay. Well, I think that's a tough one because, you know, just listening to you, I can hear that you're so hurt. You want to give him a chance, but you're guarded. It's a little different. Yeah. You know, we just had a caller earlier just a moment ago, and she was talking about how she's guarded because of a past relationship, and she wants to kind of go back out there and date. But it was a bad relationship, but she wasn't married. So now the temptation is, okay, she's so guarded for someone else. In your case, it's a little different because this was the relationship. This is your marriage. You're guarded, and he's giving you reason to be guarded, but you have to let your guard down. Mm-hmm. However, I must caution you, you know, don't do what I see happen so often. And the common mistake is people, they completely just go right back into things, and they don't deal with the issues. So again, the scripture that I always go back to when it comes to this is Acts 26:20, which, you know, and I'm paraphrasing here, it says that you prove your repentance by your deeds. Another great one is 2 Corinthians 7 when it talks about the difference between godly sorrow and worldly sorrow, and really looking at that fruit and saying, is your husband really different? But, you know, the best way, Sherelle, is to get some outside help. Mm-hmm. Don't try to do this alone. Because you need someone else's perspective. The marriages that I've seen that have done the best is when they get counseling, and then at some point they're like, okay, we're ready to come back together. Because you need someone that is going to challenge, someone that's going to listen and know the situation. That's really hard to do, like over the phone for a few minutes. So again, I'm offering you what I've offered so many. I would love to connect with you some more, so that you know you can do that. So that we can connect some more and talk. Plus, we've ran out of time right now on our show.
Okay.
All right. So if you need that number, I'll give it to you really quickly. It's 717-862-VOWS, V-O-W-S, which is 8697. Or you can go to www.callmarcos.com.
Okay, the number 717-862-VOWS.
Yeah, VOWS, V-O-W-S, which translates to 8697. All right. And unfortunately, we're out of time. We want to thank everyone for calling in, for listening, for really having that open heart to say, you know what? We don't want to listen to Satan's lies. But let's be honest. Every time Satan speaks, he lies. That's his native language. Mm-hmm. So we got to make sure we're able to determine, OK, what's from God and what's not from God, what's from the devil, or what's from our deep in our hearts that is lying to us, deceiving us, that we fall into all the time. So
absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
And much love going out to Ron, our producer down in Charlotte, and to our producer here in Philly, Larry. Thank you guys for all that you do. And much love to you for always listening to us each and every week. We hope you have a peaceful, positive, and productive week. We will catch you next time. Bye-bye.